This episode is brought to you by NYX. Use code REBEL10 when you shop online at nyx.ca for 10% off your order.
Hello, and welcome to the season 3 finale of the Rebel Mama Hotline. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Where has the time gone?
I don't know, but somehow we got through Christmas and now it's 2024.
So what the hell? All right. I guess we're doing this. Well, thank you all for tuning in this season and helping us make this our biggest and best season yet. And extra thank you to our amazing production team. Shout out to Clay and Dylan at Space Monkey Studios, who have made this whole process so much more fun and so much more profesh.
Very much more profesh. And don't worry, we're not taking a big hiatus after this. We're only going to take a short break for a couple of weeks before coming back with season 4, which we know you're going to love because
details coming soon. Let's not give it away quite yet.
Okay.
Before we move on, we have to say a thank you to the incredible guests that we've had on this season. From Canadian Health Food Association's Erin Skelton, epic roster of medical researchers from the Women's Health Collective of Canada, and our discussion with Myra Fahim on teens and tweens and their emotional health, all the way to our fireside chat with NYX founder and perimenopause advocate, Joanna Griffiths.
That was amazing. Yes, and this season, we had a big focus on women's health and well-being, and it's honestly been pretty amazing. We've learned so much, and we want to talk about a couple of those takeaways because we love this season so much.
We did love this season so much.
It was important.
I feel like the biggest takeaway from all of the women's health stuff was just the importance of empowering yourself to be your own biggest advocate when it comes to your health, like knowing the risk factors for heart disease as well as the symptoms. Knowing the symptoms of perimenopause so you can address those with your family doctor. And knowing that genetic cancer screening is available and accessible for a one-time payment of $300.
Like, I love it.
Everybody should be doing that.
Yeah, and I love that we get to share that information. It's important, and we're trying to get it out there. So we're just very grateful for our guests who have given us access to that important intel. And this season has honestly been very eye-opening. And we hope that many people continue to download the episodes and educate each other and share it with friends because you can save lives out there.
Absolutely. Do you want to hear a funny story about one of our guests?
Yes. I don't know which way this is going.
So we recorded the episode about genetic cancer screening with Joanne Katsopoulos.
Yeah. Oh, that story.
And then a couple days later was Thanksgiving. And So I was at my in-laws. And my sister-in-law is like, oh my God, did Anthony, who's my partner's name, did Anthony connect you with our cousin Joanna for the podcast episode that you just did? And I was like, what? How did you even know that I recorded an episode with Joanna and she's your cousin? She's like, yeah, she posted it on her personal. I just figured that you had gone through Anthony. And
she had no idea either, right?
No, neither of us. So we're
sitting.
This was
the universe. This was WHCC lining up a guest.
Yeah.
That was your.
That is.
Sister-in-law's cousin. Well, your Anthony's cousin.
Yes. Like, I'm related to this person. Through marriage. But still, like.
And you've never seen each other at any family functions? Nothing?
No.
And she didn't know either.
Not. How would we have known?
She didn't stalk you on Instagram before.
No, remember? She's like, I don't really do Instagram.
Oh, right.
Like if she was on it a ton, maybe she would have. But anyways, that was fun fact.
Yes, I love that story. Thanks, babe. And shout out to Tran.
Yes.
Who's Nikita's cousin.
Yeah, see you at the family functions, babe.
Anyways, let's tell the people what they can look forward to next season.
Because we are switching gears from women's health to...
Da, 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 da.
My personal favorite.
Say it, babe.
Pleasure.
Yes.
Oh my God. We can't wait for this. We're going to explore what it means to pursue pleasure in life. Becoming curious as to what brings you pleasure and encouraging you and ourselves to carve out time to figure out what really makes us tick.
The plan is to cover everything from fashion to design to music to sex, art, and so much more. It's the art of living.
Oh, we're going to kill it.
We are going to kill it. We do living pretty well.
We do. But we also know a lot of people that do as well.
Yes,
and we're going to bring them in.
We need to share all of the.
And we're all going to have
a
pleasurable 2024.
To a pleasurable 2024.
I'm excited. That's the plan. I know. I'm excited too. And as always, we are open to your suggestions. If you have an idea of what we should talk about or somebody that we should have on the podcast, that pertains to pleasure, please send us an email to info@therebelmama.com or slide into our Instagram DMs. You know, that's always a good way to get a hold of us.
Goes down in the DMs. But before we get into it, let's take a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Knix. Knix is a pioneer in the leak-proof underwear category. They've set out to create garments that transform how you feel, whether it's their lightweight anti-chafing shorts, wireless bras that are sexy and supportive, or overnight period protection. They now offer a variety of products, both leak-proof and non-leak-proof.
In addition to their signature leak-proof underwear, they offer leak-proof pads, leak-proof swim options, leak-proof active, and leak-proof maternity options.
Shop Knix online at knix.ca and use code REBEL10 at checkout for 10% off.
Okay, so our top performing episode of all time was the season one finale with over 1,000 streams and counting. And the topic of that conversation was grievances. Who knew? That's where everybody collectively comes together.
Yeah, apparently we were all just walking around pissed at the state of the world. And this episode is an open door to air that shit out.
We really are walking around pissed.
Yeah, of
That's
course.
That's kind of the best way to sum it up.
Yes. And so is everybody else, because we had audience participation for this. So these aren't just our grievances. These are our collective grievances.
Yes. And I love seeing them come in too, because it's like, yep.
Yes. The best.
So we've compiled a master list of those, yours and ours, and we're going to explore them together right now. I'm so excited.
Oh my God. I'm way more excited than I feel like I should be for this.
Look at me. I'm giddy that we're just going to be shitting all over everything.
You want to start it out then?
Yes. I don't feel like there's enough time for all of them, but here is a few.
Yes.
I feel like this could easily be like a 4-hour podcast.
Yes.
Okay. So number one, the push for consumerism as the earth burns to death.
Yeah. This is a nice tricky one. Yeah. This is, I mean, I think we're all feeling this, especially coming out of the Christmas season.
Yes.
Like the amount of emails that I got from brands.
Retailers.
And retailers in the last 30 days.
I know, it's crazy.
Ridiculous.
Although I have to say, I do use that as my prompt to unsubscribe, and I commit myself to unsubscribing. Sorry, guys. From practically every kind of marketing retail email. Even if I love those brands, like I'll go back and shop those brands.
Right.
But I just don't need any more emails in my life. Like I know I like your candles. I will buy your candles. And I get the sales and like all of that stuff. And like the Black Friday, like that was so extreme too. Like I feel like the rush and the pressure to go get the stuff is like a little bit intense.
Well, and also if you want me to like rush to go get stuff, I'm going to need like a 60% discount. Like don't fuck up my email box with your 10% off. Like actually go fuck yourself. It's
Needs more than 10%.
I'm going to need more than 10% off. If you're going to email me.
And you have to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Or maybe not. You might be shopping online, but
it literally doesn't matter. If I'm in the store and you're like, hey, just so you know, there's an extra 10% off today. Lovely surprise. Yeah. Awesome. Bombard my email address telling me that your store is 10% off. I'm like,
no, it's not worth it.
Ridiculous.
10% off. Like, what is that? Like 2 cents?
I know. The sales are not what they once were. I'll say that much at least.
That's true. But okay. So I had a couple of notes here of like, how could we change this? So like,
babe, that's a big responsibility.
I know, but you can not support things and you can unsubscribe.
Clearly. Yes.
And make better choices. Like if every human makes better choices and like inspire others to do so, then maybe, I don't know, the big guys are always going to be the big guys, I guess.
We do try to take a little bit of the attention away from the big guys. Like we personally really like to support the small businesses because that's where it's a pleasure to go shopping.
But they're actually better.
Absolutely. They're curated properly.
Yeah.
They have like a vibe that they're going
for. And now everything's available online. Like before you could argue that, okay, all those places are downtown and I'm in a suburb or I'm isolated. Like now you can just get all the cool things online. Yeah. And support small.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to be really conscious about how I consume. And I always have been. Like, I would rather buy
high quality,
two really, really, really good, high quality things that I know are going to last me a long time than like 20 shitty things that are going to be.
Yeah. Well, that life cycle is so fast, right? Of like fast fashion and getting all the trends. Just like buy good pieces a little at a time, collect them, vintage stores, consignment stores, designer sales, whatever. The better quality stuff, the better it's made, will last you longer.
Yeah.
It's more sustainable. It's the whole disposable aspect.
Well, yeah. And I mean, the initial comment was the push for consumerism as the earth burns to death. And it's like, how are
that's
we?
The thing. That's what I mean is, how are we going to fucking save the earth?
Yeah.
I don't have time for this. I'm too old to save the earth. I only have like a few good years
left. I only have a few good years left. Oh my God, babe.
You know I'm lying. I'm not even halfway through.
Through what?
My power. My battery life.
My battery life is almost expired. Well, and I guess we can probably take this opportunity to plug our directory.
Yes. So, I mean, our directory is all our favorite brands in one place that are, I think they're all small business logo.
The vast majority are.
Yeah. And a lot of them are female-led businesses. And we just love to support the people that are behind them. So,
and they're experience-driven a lot of the time, too. Yeah. Like, there's so much value, I think, to consuming, purchasing, gifting, whatever, something experiential that you can go and do with somebody than just like a sweater.
Yes, it's true. But if you're going to get a sweater, there's places that you can get a sweater where it's, you know.
Yes. We're happy to also recommend places where you can get a good sweater.
Who needs sweaters? They probably got a lot over Christmas. Like, yes. Nobody needs sweaters.
Well, from sweaters to groceries.
I don't even know if I'm like mentally and emotionally prepared to discuss groceries.
The next grievance is, how do groceries cost so goddamn much?
They cost so much.
Yeah.
Everywhere I feel, but we also live in a very pricey city on top of it.
Yeah. I mean, I was listening to a podcast earlier today and it was talking about the US economy, but it was saying that grocery prices have risen 20 to 25% since 2019. Like that
since
is
2019.
Huge.
That's a big jump in a little
jump
short time.
For shit that you like cannot get excited about buying, like bread and milk and eggs.
And then you think about the less privileged families, right?
Absolutely.
Like we're struggling to get this done. How are they feeling? And they don't have the access. It's always the healthy food too and the produce and stuff. So they like don't have access to those things.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the prices are outrageous. Like, actually, they stop me in my tracks and I see like a little blueberry thing or an avocado. And you're like, really?
I know. Grapes.
You're like selling your gold on the street to pay for avocados.
Yeah. Like it's out of control. But then
grapes are madness.
Grapes are insane.
Is there a problem with grapes?
I don't know.
Because I know that's why almonds were really expensive at one point. They were just running out of almonds.
And I think there was an avocado issue too.
Guys, this is what happens.
No, but it is outrageous. And I don't know. Like, what do you even do about that?
I guess. Okay. So we go to less fancy spots now. So like, I'm not going to name names, but we are going to the less fancy grocery stores and going to the more ones that are price driven, especially if it's for stuff that you can get at both places, like oat milk and eggs, whatever. Like, I'll just get the stuff. Produce, we go to Kensington Market or Chinatown in the East End and like do those because it's, I actually find a better quality too.
Way better.
And like they're not as genetically modified in there, just all good stuff. Some things are worth the spend. Cheese is worth the spend.
Sure. And cheese has always been a little bit of a luxury.
Yes, it has. Yeah, totally. I mean, that's worth it. Alcohol's worth it. Does that count as groceries?
I don't think the price of alcohol really gone up.
No. No, I'm just talking about what's worth the spend. Don't buy cheap tequila. I like derailed.
Yeah, exactly. You've gone slightly off topic here. Should we go on to the next one?
Yes, let's go on to the next one. Rude comments on social media.
Oh my God. All of social media. Just throw the whole thing in the garbage.
I don't know why people, maybe they just like to hear themselves talk, but they spend so much time and energy doing that. Like just move past it.
Scroll
past it, unfollow, mute it. Like, you're not for everyone. That's cool. But I also feel like maybe they're just angry about something inside.
Yeah, and they're projecting.
Yeah, they have nowhere to put it. That's their outlet. And like, and maybe it's easier with a bunch of strangers to like.
I don't even think it's a stranger bit. I think it's the anonymity piece. Like, if you are going to, like, if somebody came up to you on the street and was like, fuck you, Rebel Mama, like, you think you're so cool, whatever.
I would die laughing, for the record.
But somebody wouldn't do that, because it would take, like, you would be seeing them do that. Like,
well, they'd see you as a person.
They would see you as a person. Right. Them. Exactly. Yeah. So if people are coming for you on social media, they're just, it's like somebody attacking you with like a mask on. Like, it's a whole lot less personal. But I feel like the cure for that, or the solution to that, is like, spend much more time in person having face-to-face interactions with people, because people are awesome. Now that I'm back, I feel like we're back, first of all.
Yes, well, we are. Like, in
we're
person?
Back. Yes. Yeah. Like, fully.
Officially? Yeah, 3 years
officially,
later.
We're back.
Yeah.
And I've been out a lot
Me
more.
Me too. I love being with people in person.
People
way
are
better.
Fucking awesome.
But if people don't have that, or don't have those close circles, or they're more isolated like that, or they're depressed, or they're angry, or they're unhealed, or they have their own like slew of issues, whatever, and they just have the internet space, I think that's really dangerous too, because it's this alternate universe that, I don't know, perpetuates this stuff. People are arguing on the internet just blows my mind.
I do like the option of turning off comments.
Yeah.
Like, if you post something that like...
We've done that.
That, yeah, exactly. That you think could even be a tiny bit misconstrued or taken the wrong, whatever, just comments off. That solves
a lot
of problems.
Yeah, that's a good way to just control it. Yeah. It's like, what are you going to control other people? You can't.
No. And then if you're seeing something constantly that's irking you online, like, you can mute that person without even unfollowing them.
I mute and
them.
Unfollow all the time. I'm in a big decluttering era of whatever comes in. I'm just taking out the things that don't feel good to me.
And I love the mute, because it's not like, you know, sometimes somebody will post something and you're like, that's a little bit annoying, but it's not like you want to fully sever that communication or that relationship. A little mute is just like, you know what? You keep doing whatever you're doing.
I'll let the algorithm take care of the rest.
I'm just going to not participate.
The algorithm will protect my boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's the next one? Oh, this is yours.
This is a good one.
Is this yours?
No, this isn't mine.
Oh, you know what? I thought it was yours. This sounds like you.
I know. You want me to read it then?
No, I would prefer if you read it, because it sounds like you.
Fucking morons who tailgate me when I'm driving with my kids. This was sent to us over DMs on Instagram, actually. I get it. It's like,
it's
really fucking annoying, especially when your kids are in the car. And I would never put a kids are in the car decal, whatever, on the back of my car. Ever. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it is still like something different happens in your body when somebody is like riding you.
Well, I know. And you're so, I mean, you're paranoid on a good day, but when your kids are in the back. And that's the thing, is like, I fight the urge to like, because part of me wants to slam on my brakes and be like, here you go, motherfucker. Yeah. How about now? But then I'm like, my kid's in the back.
No, exactly.
So, you know, but I don't know why people do that. But I also think the rules of the road are like rules no more. Kind of thing, because like, people just drive crazy all the time. Maybe it's where we are, I don't know.
There is also that same, similar to social media, there's like an anonymity piece when you're in your car, almost like people I feel like act
that's
more
why they get
like
all
assholes.
Ragey.
That's why they get all ragey,
because they're like, I'm gonna drive away from you after this,
right?
So, like,
you'll never, it's not like you're having a conversation. What I love to do is when somebody cuts me off, I like wave to them like I know them. Oh my god, hey, so nice. And then they're just like, oh fuck, like, who is this? Where do I know them from? And then I know for the next like 10 minutes they're driving off thinking, oh my god, was that like my boss's wife? Or like, how do I know
god,
that person?
You dirty devil. Look at you. You're going right for the psyche. They're like spending the rest of their time in fucking traffic, like wondering about their whole lives.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good move.
Yeah. It's a big win for me.
I don't think I do anything. I'm just like, I mutter under my breath. I don't yell. I'm just like, fucking stupid piece of shit. Like, all the words. I'm not going to say them all because they're terrible. But
I know. I'm bad too. I do have like a really filthy road ragey mouth. Like, if somebody cuts me off, I really do go off.
And traffic.
On them.
I mean, I think something psychologically happens in the brain. Like, when you deal with the level of traffic that we have to deal with in the city in particular, And you become like the worst version of yourself, even when you don't want to be. You're like, I'm trying to make the best of it. You give yourself enough time.
Yeah.
You put on music.
A little podcast.
And then you're still like, I fucking hate this.
I know. I know. But what are the, like, we just, I feel like we have no options in this city. Like the transit's crap.
Yeah.
Couldn't be worse.
Yeah. It's pretty bad and dangerous.
Yeah. So what are your options here?
Ubering's expensive. Driving.
But Ubering, parking is expensive. Don't get out of traffic. Too.
No, you don't get out of traffic. Walking is great if you want to walk across the whole city.
I might walk here next time.
Imagine.
I live in the West End. Alex is in the East and the studio is in the East End.
Yes. And it fucks with our lives.
Oh
every
my
time.
God. Once a week, I'm like, I hate crossing Yonge.
I know.
Like my brain stops at Yonge.
I know. Maybe we should start flying in helicopters.
Oh, now we're using our brains.
Yes, we just need to make a touch more money. Okay, next.
Just in Petipa. Oh, okay, this is so a good one.
The next one that came in was single mom dating scene hellscape.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like a nightmare.
We haven't experienced it, but I'm guessing like, yeah, it does sound like a nightmare between like apps.
Oh
the
God.
App thing alone is like too much for me. Like, I don't think I could, I think I'd only be able to meet people in real life.
I totally agree.
I would just do the old school bar thing.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or even just like a small call out to your like friends and family. Like, listen, I'm starting to become interested in a more serious kind of relationship. If you know somebody who's single and you think would be a good fit. I just think that the apps have screwed up people's brains to just assume that there's so much more out there. Like, it would be hard to be satisfied with one when you know that like there's a lineup
swiping
of
away.
200 around the corner.
And you don't give that one person enough of a chance. Like, truly, if you met someone at a bar or wherever, it would take a few months for you to get to know them and talk to them and, like, really feel them out. Like, I feel like with these apps, like, you meet someone, you go out with them once, they're like, eh, not my vibe, next.
Right.
It's sort of, like, so quick to judge.
Yeah, it's a revolving door, and you're always wondering what's around the corner, what's next. Like, how can you be satisfied with what you've got if that's the case?
That's awful. I sounds awful.
Well, like, and just the state of men these days just seems like, I feel like women have been doing so much work on themselves. Like, just from the one side of pursuing careers and establishing themselves that way, but we've also been doing a lot of like deep internal work. And I just don't know if men have caught up.
Some of them
on that.
Have, I feel like, although
I
couldn't say if they were as highly evolved. I'm like really trying not to get canceled. But
if you haven't gotten canceled yet, I think you're going to be okay.
But you're right. It's fair to say, like, you don't know. And then how could you possibly be like in that short of a, when you're meeting someone on an app, and then everything is so fleeting. Like, how could you possibly connect on that level? Like that deeper, more authentic spiritual level.
And how do you find a partner? Like before it would have been easier for a mediocre man.
Now she's treading lightly. I know. Careful.
My words are going to get really slowly and more well thought out as we go. But yeah, I mean, in the past, you didn't have to be like this huge catch to snag a lady. Like you were going to make more than she was. She knew she had to marry you in order to get a fucking credit card.
Now you really
card.
Have to be like something special.
Yeah. Now we're not in the need position anymore. It's like, if you want to welcome somebody into your life, you kind of want that person to have their shit together. Not even financially. Like that is now
not
so
even,
far down
it's
the
more,
list.
Exactly. That's not even a priority. I don't think.
No, but I feel like men were raised thinking that that was going to be the priority.
Well, it was for so long.
And it was for so long. Yeah. So they pursued that stuff and they chased it down so hard. And then they were like, okay, I'm good. I got this career. Like, what's
and
up,
ladies?
And now
we're like, I'm my own best company. Thank
Have
you.
Have you healed your past traumas? They're like, fuck, I thought I just had to get a good job on fucking Bay
How
Street.
Big is your brain?
Yeah. Or everything. Size matters across
Size
the board.
Size matters.
Across the board.
What's the next one? Okay.
This is mine.
Oh, God. Is this yours?
This is mine.
It's also mine.
Yeah.
It's both of ours. It's homework. Ugh. And why is it our fucking problem? I don't know. I hated it when I was a kid, and it's back to fucking haunt me.
I hated it as a kid too. And I just feel like when my kids get home from school, like they need to decompress. They've been on their best behavior all day. Like they kind of need to just fall apart a little
bit
and unwind. And now I have to just like get on.
And there's no good time to do it. Like you can't do it after school. I wouldn't do it after school. I always like tell my kid, he goes outside and plays soccer.
Yeah. There's like 1 hour of daylight after school. Yeah. So also that take advantage of that.
And then dinner. And then, I mean, you could do it after dinner.
But I want to spend time with my family and not like be harping on my kid.
And then they get so frustrated. Well, that's the thing. It's like mine gets frustrated. He starts crying. He doesn't want to do this. I hate math. I don't know long division, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, just tell me what it is. I'll Google it. I know.
Fuck, hey, Siri.
Like, whatever. Don't tell your teacher.
I know.
No, but I mean, what I end up telling him is your teacher assigned it. Do the best that you can. If you're okay handing it into her empty, go ahead. Like, I can't help you. And if you feel good about that. And then he usually turns it around and says, no, I can't give it to her empty. I'm just do what I can. And gets like storms, goes upstairs, and he's all mad. And then, I don't know, homework sucks.
It's brutal. And I just feel like this is just the beginning. Like,
my God, they're only nine.
I know. And I have,
when they start doing hard shit, we're fucked.
My kid in grade two is getting more homework than my grade four. No.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, it's almost every day. And I'm like,
maybe that's too much, though. Like, at what point do you say, like, you have a conversation with the teacher maybe and say, I don't think it's maybe necessary for him, or he has all these after school activities and we want to spend time together and we prioritize that over your homework. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. But no, we're protecting our boundaries.
I know. But then on the other hand, I don't want to be that parent. Like, I would rather be my kid's teacher's teammate. Like, I don't want it to feel like it's me and my kid against the teacher. At any point, I would much rather.
Well, then in that case, you can just say, do the best you can, or a lot of time. Say, we're going to work on this for half an hour. Yeah. Let's see what we can get done in that time and then move on to something else. Because I think also just like making them sit there and do it, it's like bad for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole vibe. Yes, absolutely.
Is that why you've been drinking so much?
Yes. I need a dirty martini pairs very well with grade two math, apparently.
I imagine it would.
I'm like,
weed does not. Decimals,
no, exactly. That's for after.
Yes.
That's for directly after.
Okay. Next one. We have like three left.
Do we really want to talk about Instagram captions? Does anybody care?
No, I don't think anybody cares.
That was
but
just,
I just
you
because
you were doing it yesterday.
I don't think anybody cares, but I'm just going to say this because it's like, I feel like we're the... First of all, we're Instagram's bitch, okay?
Of course.
And we belong to the algorithm. And it's already hard enough out there to get yourself out and get your business out and get your thoughts out and whatever, like dealing with all that stuff. And then it's like, I'm putting together a fucking Instagram, what was it, a reel or like a video, and you have to add the closed captions for people to read it, or people scroll their phones without listening to whatever. But it fucking sucks. Like, it doesn't even work, Instagram. It's like... Come on, just like make it better. If you're going to let me edit the video with like 18 different tools, how is it that when I go edit the text?
Yes.
Anyways, that's it. That's my rant.
I know. Everyone's like, nobody cares. Nobody can relate. Nobody cares.
It's content creators.
all 10 of you who listen to this podcast. Okay, here's something that everybody can agree on that we all fucking hate.
We hate it every year. We bitch about it every year.
Daylight fucking savings time.
It's so fucking stupid. I can't.
It's so bad.
Can we move past it?
There were motions to move past
it. What happened with that?
I don't know. I don't know whatever happened to it, but I don't even know. Would it even help?
No.
It would be pitch black until like 9 a.m. That's the problem.
But I don't know. Like, why? It's already bad enough if it was 5:30 when it got dark. Now it's 4:30, right? So like that just... Well, it's dark all the damn time. Like, it's only lunchtime that's not dark.
It's getting better now. Like, by the time this episode comes out, we will have...
Oh, that's true. I guess the worst of the worst is when? Like November?
No, I think it's December 21st.
Oh, you know which... right.
I think that's like, the shortest day. That's the winter solstice, right?
Right.
Shortest day of the year. And then we just work up toward the summer solstice again when we can just be happy, normal people. But it's the worst.
Like, I don't think we need to do that. Like, that's such a... We're not living in old times anymore. And let's just keep the time what it is and not fuck everybody. I know the moms with young kids out there are super annoyed too. They just baby train their new kid or whatever. And now
Baby trained.
I felt like it derives from dog trained.
Sleep training.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Nap training. But yeah, those, like, I remember when the kids were little.
Oh, it was the worst.
Worst because you created a schedule that's like keeping your sanity intact. And now they're like, well, it's not that time anymore. And everything's fucked up. And your toddler is like, I don't care.
Yeah. Now they wake up at 4:30 instead of 5:30. Like, no. Hope you like to watch the sunrise.
Yeah. And then you always remember about that hour. You're like, it would have been.
I know.
It would have been.
I do that for months. I know. It should be 7 o'clock right now, but it's not.
Living in denial.
Okay. Well, maybe we should start the petition.
Yes, we should start the petition.
Ditch daylights. Because other countries have done it. It's like, we're just stupid.
And actually not all provinces in Canada do it. Right. I know I don't know if it's Quebec, Saskatchewan, and maybe one more.
We need Quebec on board. I think that's what's happening. Is Quebec?
But like a few of them are like, well, we're just not going to do this.
Should we move there?
Toronto's like, no. Ontario's like, let's make things more complicated.
Yeah. And let's just throw in a whole bunch of traffic for good measure. Okay. Here's our last one. And it's also kind of traffic related-ish.
There's a lot of road rage out there.
But this one is really specific, and it's men who drive pickup trucks.
Men who drive pickup trucks. That is oddly specific, but...
I know, it is oddly specific, but like my question is it the truck that makes them obnoxious drivers, or is it just like, if you're an obnoxious driver, you're attracted to trucks?
I have so many questions. It's like, depends what you do for a living. Did you buy the truck as like a lifestyle choice?
Oh my God, that's got to be the worst.
Yeah. Or like
if you don't have fucking wood in the back, what are you doing?
Remember that meme with the yellow car?
No.
Sorry that, or when you see a yellow Corvette and you're like, sorry that your dad didn't see it. It's like that. Why are you buying the car? So if it's like to show off and like whatever, and you're buying a big truck and you're trying to be badass about it, then that's obnoxious. But I guess if you're like just working and you're a contractor and you need a truck, are those guys obnoxious drivers?
Yeah.
All of them are. Like,
yes. I'm happy to make this generalization. They're fucking all the same. And you know what really kills me is because we live downtown, so the streets are really narrow and everybody's redoing their fucking houses and their laneway houses and whatever. So there's pickup trucks everywhere.
Yeah.
They will like barrel down the street towards you, like right in the middle. It's like, bro.
Yes,
your
true.
Car has the ability to hop up on the sidewalk a little bit. Like if anybody is going to make some kind of amends, like you have the biggest car ever. You're driving on this teeny tiny street. I'm just trying to get by. I'm trying to get home. I don't know where the fuck you came from, but it's probably not in this neighborhood, my guess personally. And they just will like run you off the road if they want to.
It's like, that's the thing with trucks is like, I feel like if you're in a big car like that, you almost feel like you own the road.
Clearly,
you're just like, fuck these guys and their Teslas.
Right. But like, you should be the one to make a concession.
I don't think they care.
Clearly, they don't. And that is why this is on the grievances
list. I mean, yes, it's true.
They should care and they don't care.
Yeah. And just what you said about the alleyways and stuff, it's so congested. Like once those guys get in there and
brutal.
It's a disaster. I feel like we should have called our friend John on this.
Oh, yeah.
He has a big truck. Is he obnoxious?
I don't know. I've never seen him on the road, but he does have a giant truck. But he also is like he has to haul materials around in that truck. Like it's
so just be a good truck driver is the takeaway from that. Like if you're going to own a truck, just be respectful and courteous and polite. Unless you bought it because you have a small brain.
Exactly.
Okay, I think that's it.
I feel better.
I feel better too. I feel like you got a lot of road rage out of you.
Now I have to get back on the road.
She needed it.
Though.
She's going to get new road rage on the way home.
Yeah, it's all going to come back. That's okay. This was good for now.
Yeah, this was a good rant. Well, thank you all for joining us for this episode and this incredible season. I think that's a wrap.
Oh my God, I guess we're so. Done. Thank you all. And if you like what we're doing and you want us to continue, please take a quick second to like, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen, because it really does help us in the standings.
It does help us. You can follow the show by clicking on the little plus sign at the top of your screen if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, or click the subscribe button on other streaming services. Doing so will help us reach more people with important and also hilarious conversations and our rants.
We love you guys so much. Thank you for being the best community ever.
Best ever.
And for giving us the space to improve womanhood and motherhood as an experience for all of us.
Yes.
Stay tuned.
All the feels.
All of the feels, babe. Stay tuned for season 4, guys. We cannot wait.
Pleasure.
Pleasure, baby.
Pleasure, baby. Pleasure. Don't look at me like that.
This podcast was produced by Space Monkey inside the Soda Studio. The song you're listening to is called Name and Number off the debut album Unrequited by Roshan. Stream it now on Apple Music.